You're picking some good ones, Stiz.
Who's this? This is good.
This is Ghost.
Oh, it's Ghost. I like Ghost. Of all your bands, I like Ghost.
Watcher in the Sky. Off.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Good guitar.
Yeah, you'd like them live, too. They put on a big show. It is Rich, certainly. Ken Laird, Christian Arcan. You can give us a call, 617-779-7937. And Jackson right now is getting together our take grenades, so you have a couple more minutes to get those in. If you go right now to the Odyssey app, press that microphone, record yourself a message. We will play those in probably about like 20 minutes.
So. Ghost is like the Hugo Gonzalez of the music world. They're so underrated. Like, you can't trade them. They're untradeable.
Except then it would be called Ost, because you wouldn't pronounce the first letter.
Thank you.
He's doing it again.
It's been a while.
By the way, I just want to quickly mention, and this is the Rich Certainly pivot, is that congratulations, by the way, to Patrice Bergeron. He got into the Hockey Hall of Fame. I heard some people yesterday getting upset when, I don't know if it was Adam Jones, it probably was Adam, saying that Patrice Bergeron is an amazing athlete and everybody loves him, but he's not a top 10 Boston athlete. And I don't think you should get upset by that, because...
Top 10 all-time Boston athlete.
Because there's so many great athletes, like all-time greats that come from Boston. And it's easy right now. You can ramble them off just off the top of your head.
Yep.
I mean, obviously Brady, Bobby Orr, Bobby Orr, Bill Russell.
2.5 Mount Rushmores.
Ted Williams, Larry Bird, David Ortiz. You can probably put Pedro ahead of him. Maybe like Yaz.
Yeah.
Rob Gronkowski, all-time greatest tight end. I mean, I think that's 10 right there.
Yeah.
You know what I always say, but Bergeron's definitely not far after that. I was thinking about it. Patrice Bergeron is Paul Pierce. Like, they're almost identical when it comes to who they were, what they meant to their team, and what they meant to the city. Because, I mean, both of them, they survived bad years at the beginning. I mean, Paul Pierce was in some awful, awful years, and we all know the Dave Lewis years with the Bruins. I mean, they just sucked. Dave Lewis, by the way.
One year, wasn't it? Just the 1 year.
Dave Lewis, didn't he straight up have a very unfortunate mustache? Like, he had a Hitler mustache, did he not?
I remember the glasses.
Like,
I thought
he had, like, a little mustache in the middle. I'm like, that's unfortunate. Maybe it was just one of the publicity photos I saw once. I'm like, I don't think you're going to want that.
I see the one you mean. You Google him. He's looking up toward the Jumbotron.
And does it look like it?
It's too small. Or he had a bad day with the shave.
Right. It's unfortunate that was picture day. But, you know, everyone when you were a kid wore the wrong thing to picture day. And I think he just shaved badly. And then with both of them, obviously, one championship defines their legacy. You know, they both were able to bring back one title, even though people thought that they were both, you know, the teams that they were on, they left a little bit on the table. So you can say that about them.
And they won early, too. Bergeron's Bruins won, like, early in all of their career. Like, they were in their 20s still
when
they won that. It was with Pierce. He was, you know, he was later on in his career. So I think that with that Bruins team in particular, you think about the ones they left out there.
Yeah.
It really seemed like they were going to win more than one.
It's true. It's true. Yeah. And also, both of them, like, never felt like a mercenary here. Like, they were just always going to be here. There was never any Jaylen Brown, we're trading him. I mean, it was Paul Pierce was going to be here for life until, of course, the wheels fell off. But you never felt like, even that was like a shock. They were better than their national reputation, I believe. I think that they meant more. I mean, Pierce is remembered as a great player. And,
well, interesting. Bergeron won two gold medals for Canada, so probably more appreciated actually there.
Yeah, it could be.
Than in our country.
Also, their teammates absolutely loved both of them. Like, I mean, that's, they were like, I mean, the way Marchand... If I could have anybody in my life love me as much as Brad Marchand loves Patrice Bergeron, the man would fight anybody who got in the way of those two.
Also, like Rich Keefe, he almost fought him.
He did. Yeah. Got nasty.
And also, they were the adult in the room many times, and their retirement came with the same kind of feeling, where you're just like, oh, geez. It wasn't like anger or panic. It was just kind of like a, wow, that's the end of an era.
Mm.
Like, everything changed. Like, you don't think of either of those teams the same way again after they retired.
You think Patrice will get busted on the live stream the way Pierce did with the ladies around
Which was
him.
So ridiculous. It was so ridiculous by the way, like, weed was legal, and having women over at your house is not illegal. How he ended up getting in trouble for that is just so
Wasn't it during COVID?
It was during COVID, right? It was ESPN.
It was like
Didn't
April,
social distance with the hose?
it was April 2021, I think.
That's still COVID.
But barely COVID. But yeah, so don't get mad that they're outside the top 10. There's so many great athletes from Boston, like all-time greats. It's just tough to put room for them. But they're probably like around 14, 15, the two of them. You know,
I'd say Pierce is lower down on the list of all-time Celtics than Bergeron is on the list of all-time Bruins. right? Does that make sense? Like,
there were more so many great good Celtics yeah, yeah,
than there were great Bruins ahead of Bergeron. Like, Bergeron's
go way
higher
back
on that list.
A lot of the all-time Bruins.
Yeah, like the Esposito or Buche, like that, those type
the
of guys.
Clapper. But
like, yeah, right. Clapper
like,
on them.
Like Bork, you might put ahead of him.
Yeah, you might. But yeah. For the Celtics, there's a lot of people
there's,
ahead of here.
There's
know,
a
like,
ton.
Yeah.
There's a ton. But as far as like, you know, both of them, I think of them the same way. Like they both, I think, meant almost the exact same thing to both eras of the Bruins and the Celtics. And, you know, and they built teams around them and, yeah. And people loved them. So I
same era. Those two had to have hung out at some point, right? Patrice and Paul?
I guess. I don't know. I mean, I have no idea.
That's probably good. Maybe Ted hung out with him. When did we get Ted back? We'll ask him if he hung out with Ted Patrice and Paul Pierce.
It is so funny how, like, Patrice, like, while Chara was here, was, like, never the captain.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just Chara was the guy. But and nobody really had a problem with it. I mean, obviously, Chara deserved it as well. Chara was, like, a badass because he used to – he bought, like, I think two condos
in Union
over
Wharf?
At the Seaport.
Oh.
And whenever a new player would come in and didn't have a place to live, he would just like let them stay at their place.
That's cool.
And then Sean Thornton was the Sean father. Sean used to go and find like these car dealerships, like friends that he had, and get all of these guys like cars. So, I mean, basically, if you know, when you came here, it was Sean and it was Chara that hooked you up. So a lot of players, you know, they got a reputation of it. And of course,
that's
you
awesome.
Know, then Patrice would... You'll be a dick to you from behind the scenes. Because he's got that reputation, but Patrice Bergeron. So good for him. I just saw that news, and I was like, of course, you know, that is Dee's thing. All right, 617-779-7937. Dave Lewis because of his glasses. Okay, all right.
Yeah, the glasses-mustache combo.
Yes, the glasses-mustache combo did not look good for him.
He looked like
all.
A mad scientist is how I sort of remembered him looking.
Yeah,
at.
He did. All right, so if you had to predict... After what we saw yesterday, where you or late last night, was it today? Was it after midnight? But after the trade happened, where Giannis is now officially going to Miami, how do you predict this Celtics team looking at the beginning of the season? Is Jalen on it or not?
Definitely not on it. My question is when? How long does this drag out? If they're truly open for bidding, they're not actively shopping him, but they're listening. I mean, I guess there's no urgency. They probably wait for the draft. And then free agency goes on. But you don't want to wait too long either because teams are going to want to make a move. My guess would be we have 2 weeks of just kind of taking bids, which is kind of entertaining. But I don't know. You look at Kalshi, they've got all these teams. Rockets, I think, makes some sense. Portland has been rumored to be interested. Atlanta makes sense. This is his hometown, right? Clippers, maybe.
None of those teams have something I want, though, as a
Pelicans.
Celtics fan. Like you're naming all these things.
But you could do three-team trades. I think that's what Goodman said. Like, right, if you I don't want to bring up his name again. That guy from the Pelicans. I mentioned too much. You would do a three-team deal, and then there would be some other moving parts coming in, picks here and that, blah, blah, blah.
Wouldn't you be pissed as a Celtics fan if they traded Jalen Brown for any of those things that you've been talking about?
Yes, I think it's going to be a very tough sell. I think now I don't know what you're going to tell your fans. I mean... You're rebuilding, I guess. I mean, you're not going to say that, but...
I think fans have made peace with the Giannis thing, even like the hardcore Jalen Brown fans who are now like, oh, I'm so happy they didn't do it. Like, you would have been cheering for Giannis. Shut up. Like, I know the Celtics fans and their psyches enough to know that, but I think now that that's off the table, now that that won't happen, it's going to be the opposite. The pendulum's going to swing in the complete other direction with the fan base, and I don't necessarily blame them for that, but it is kind of phony, but like I do think it is going to swing back the other way, as in don't trade him at all. All of these trades are bad. None of these are good returns. We love Jalen Brown. It's going to go that way.
And you know what the silver lining is? I think that two teams in the East, the two teams involved, aren't very good. Like, I mean, obviously what happened to the Bucks, they're worse. I don't think that the Heat
are very interesting. Like, when you play them this year, it's going to be a fun watch. It's Bam and Giannis. Like, they can't be horrible.
But it's going to be so much size, and then, like, where's the shooters?
Right, I mean...
Like, I mean, you got to be able to shoot. It just like, I mean, they really don't have,
yeah, they have
much
nobody.
Of anything outside
yeah,
of
that. Mitchell, Andrew Wiggins.
You got Wiggins is still on the team. And I couldn't even name who else. Who else?
I think they're unretiring Alonzo Mourning. He's
going to play. Like, honestly, it's like, so that's a good
Udonis
thing for
Haslam's
the Celtics.
Yeah.
So you can feel pretty good. The Bucks got way worse. The Heat didn't get much better.
The Knicks are so happy. Don't you think the Knicks are like, yes.
They're loving this.
Celtics are not a threat this year.
They're absolutely loving this. I do find it weird that there's a lot of people who feel that the two Jays have left something on the table and they should have won more championships up to this point. Like, the legacy would be if Jalen Brown ends up leaving and going somewhere else, is that they should have won another championship. listen, they obviously got to another finals. The, you know, the Eastern Conference Finals. There's been a lot of times, especially that Miami series, that they probably should have won. But man, just look at the last eight champions. It's all different teams. Yeah. It is really effing hard to win a championship like 2 years in a row now.
I do think that lets them off the hook more so than the Bruins, who you were just talking about, lost, you know, the missed opportunities that the Bruins had under Patrice. But well, this is more explainable because this is just the NBA.
I agree. Because, and by the way, even with the NBA back then, it was a different era. Like, I do think that the Paul Pierce Celtics left something on the table.
They did. Yeah.
They should have won another championship. But now it's just the league is so different. And as evidenced by eight different champions in eight different years.
Yeah.
So I don't think that when people, if Jaylen Brown does get traded, that we're going to take a look back and go, yeah, they should have won more championships. It just doesn't feel that way.
But I said yesterday kind of flippantly they're going to retire his number, and then there was some pushback on that, and maybe not. Maybe if this ends now, he had a good run here, but maybe it's not jersey retirement worthy enough. I don't know.
Oh, Jaylen would not. If he ended his career now, he would not get his jersey retirement.
I think it would. He won a championship, and he was the conference finals and finals MVP.
That's
I think
true.
That
finals
would do it.
MVP.
I think Garnett only won one, and he got his number retired.
But he's
I think
like he'd beloved. Get there. The way Jaylen's right. leaving is, I'm not sure it's a split.
If it gets super acrimonious and he's firing shots at Boston, yeah, you're probably right. But I don't think he's going to do that.
I guess, yeah. You know what? That's a great point. It depends on how he leaves town.
Yeah.
If he leaves town and everything's great, I could see them bringing him back to do that. Sure. Especially if he plays well. Because then the you know Celtics fans will be like, oh God, please,
please come
back,
give yeah. me more love.
No question. Yeah, you know what? You're right. I rethought that.
You brought up Marcus Smart a couple weeks ago. Do you think they would consider bringing him back? Just a heart and soul guy for.
Well, they need a shooter.
Great. Somehow flip a trade for Marcus.
I loved Marcus Smart. I did, but man, when he would just chuck up those shots at the end of games, you'd be like, not you.
It's like, well, he's open, right? Yeah, because they leave him open because he sucks. He can't hit threes.
Oh, I mean, other than IT, I don't think there was a player on the Celtics I loved more over the past, like, you know, maybe 7 or 8 years than Marcus Smart. But man, he just don't give him the ball at the end of games. Mm. Do not do it. He was so infuriating, just so infuriating. And it did suck for him that the year after he left, they won a championship. That was awful.
But it would confuse
him. What a coincidence.
I know, I felt bad.
If fans are upset you trade Jaylen Brown, that would confuse them to the point of they might be actually a good play. You know what I mean? Oh, wait a minute. Marcus Smart's back?
You don't need Marcus Smart right now, and I love
they
the guy.
They do. They need a Dylan Brooks, a somebody with some toughness. They do need, if they fancy themselves a title contender.
Okay. Let me scratch that. That should not be their priority. Their priority is not getting him.
No.
But I agree. I mean, listen, it would be fun to have him back.
That's what I'm looking for.
Because I like having a heart attack in the last couple of seconds.
I'm all set.
You've run the course.
All right, 617-779-7937. We're not going anywhere. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Oh, it is 93.7 WEEI. Rich Shurtleff, Ken Laird, Christian Arcan. We were talking about Marcus. I was joking, hey, you know, if they're going to bring Marcus Smart back, they do need a shooter. And someone texted said, Marcus was a shooter, not a maker.
It was playmaker.
Don't give the ball to either one of the Jays at the end of the game. Fadeaway jumper doesn't work. I wouldn't say that. I've seen Tatum win a few games.
Yes, he has. He has some clutch in him.
But
I will say this. Like, if Jaylen does leave, there will be more pressure on Tatum now, depending, obviously, who they trade for, to be the guy and to take shots late and to be more assertive. Don't you think that's going to be the expected next step for him?
I think what you saw with Jaylen Brown this past year is what you would see with Jason Tatum. I think that he would bring his game to the next level. I mean, it just makes sense.
And you'll have to.
Because he would have to be the guy that makes the big shots, and he would have to be, I mean, you're, as I said, it's redundancy. And that's the problem with having the two Jays locked in for that long. For that much money, if they ended up giving Jaylen Brown that extension of $70 million a year for 5 years, right? That's what it would end up being with
the
extension?
Yeah, because he's got three left, and that'll be two more.
Oh, that just, man, that makes me really, really nervous.
So let me ask you this. In today's NBA, this is just a generic assessment. Do you win with stars, or have the Knicks proven you win with depth? Like,
depth.
Can you replace Jaylen Brown with two or three pieces and get as much as a star does?
Let me correct that. You have to have at least one star. And that's what the Knicks had. The Knicks had Brunson.
Thunder, too, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and Knicks, Thunder, yeah. Right.
Knicks had two. Towns, I guess, is a question, but he proved himself.
Towns is very good. He is not a star. Like Jalen Brunson is a star. Everyone around him is a very good player. But that's what you needed. You needed more than one very good player. You needed a full starting five.
Because, like, the Heat now have Bam and Giannis. Maybe Bam's not a top 10 player anymore, but he's a top 30 player.
Scored probably 86 points or whatever it was.
But they're not close to good enough, right? Whereas everybody's looking at their roster and being like, they're not a threat.
No, no.
You need depth. So, like, Brad's not wrong to value guys like Ugo and Shire. They need some to beat the Knicks, you need a good, deep team. However, it's just that compliment of Giannis and Tatum was so appealing to think about. Playing off each other, taking Tatum's game to the next level.
And it's like a story, too. Just like for something you know? I mean, that would have been a big, impactful move.
No question.
For the team.
All right, let's launch some take grenades, shall we? You got it there, Steve. Incoming! All right, we got time for just a couple of these. During the show, you've been going to the Odyssey app, pressing the microphone button, and leaving us a voicemail, and we play them here on the air right around now. It's brought to you by Milligan & Higgins, OUI and criminal defense attorneys. Go to MilliganandHiggins.com for a free consultation. Let's launch our first take grenade, shall we?
So does Jaylen Brown think he can't be mentioned in trade talk? What's wrong with you guys? It's the NBA. It's still a business. Ask Paul Pierce about trade talk.
It has been excessive, though. I mean, in JB's defense, it's been every year for 4 years, plus the trade deadline.
Pierce wasn't in his prime when he got traded, either.
No. And we all kind of knew that was coming. And by the way, how awesome was that trade?
Worked out great. That's how you got Jaylen Brown.
You got Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum out of that. Yep, absolutely. Great, great idea. Boy, that's when that... What was the name of the Russian owner of the maniac Nets, of the Nets who went crazy? I forget, but... That was one of the dumbest all-time trades.
Prokhorov.
Prokhorov, that's right.
Where does he know?
Good question.
Back in Russia?
I don't know. But that was like, even when that happened, I was like, ooh, well done, Danny Ainge. And I did not want to see any of them go, but I was like, ooh, that's pretty nice.
In 2022, Prokhorov immigrated to Israel and is now an Israeli citizen.
All right.
Okay.
So that's where he is.
Oh, there you go.
In case you wanted to
know. You get an answer. Thank you.
Have you ever seen a game at that Brooklyn Stadium
the Barclays.
I've never been to Brooklyn. Is it worth visiting?
I like Brooklyn.
Brooklyn's great.
Yeah, Brooklyn's fantastic. Barclays is one of the deadest places I've ever seen a sporting event. I don't know how they built it in a way that the sound just thuds.
Huh.
And I remember when it first opened, they were like, we're going to make this. This isn't your dad's arena. We got a DJ.
Jay-Z's there like, come on.
And it was so bad. It was like, during timeouts, it was like, here comes DJ Scratch. Whoa, 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 whoa. And it was like just hitting the walls and dying. The sound was just, it was acoustically one of the worst places I've ever been. And they used that stuff that the Lakers has. What is it called? Showtime lighting?
Where they dim the crowd. Yeah. I was just about
they
to
dim
say
the
that,
crowd
yeah.
and they light the court. And that's just weird. It just didn't work.
It looks cool on TV.
Maybe.
I don't know if in person it does. Probably not.
It's not. Yeah, being in the crowd during that, just it's not. It was awful. And I went to go see Paul Pierce, and it was like that first year. I was like, oh, let's go check him out. And it was just really dead. I
felt bad for Paul.
I know.
Now, do you think the new owners will definitely get a new arena for the Celtics? I know this is probably 10 years away. And it's a lot of time between the end of the lease or whatever.
No.
Okay, so there's two things I think about that. There's number one. I love where the TD Garden is because all the...
Because you live there.
Well, that part's pretty nice, too. But the public transportation to and from...
Oh, it's nice and easy.
I love it. It's the reason that going to Gillette's a pain in the ass, and it's the reason why I never go to the Xfinity Center to go see a concert.
Oh, I went Friday. It was not bad. But everybody left early because Black Crowes played their hits too soon.
Okay.
They played Talks to Angels with like 5 songs ago. People were like a steady stream out.
Like, all right, twice as hard. Hard to handle. Yeah. The two hards. They're done. I'm gone. Done.
Yeah.
Yeah, usually getting out of there is a nightmare. It's a nightmare.
Okay.
So I like that the public transportation. But if you've seen that new Clippers arena, what is the name of it?
The Ballmer Arena.
Oh, the one that Steve Ballmer put together? Oh, that thing is nice. Like, it is state-of-the-art.
Yep.
They put more toilets
in
there.
Dome, is that
the Intuit Arena. Yeah, Intuit Dome. Like, the toilets are apparently, there's like one for every two people.
Oh.
It's like wow. You'll never have to wait for a bathroom. Like, the ordering comes right to your seat. You don't even use like your credit cards. You just take the stuff and it charges you. Oh, it's very, very nice. And if they were to build that like by the casino, come on. Tell me you wouldn't love that.
Seaport? Can you fit it in the Seaport?
It's already
probably not
traffic
anymore.
Already sucks around there.
One time was a time you could, but not now.
All right, let's launch another take grenade, shall we?
Like Teddy J losing his shirt because he took his top off in a place he shouldn't have, the Celtics take another loss. Man, I don't know what to do this season. I, I am not dealing with another season of Jaylen Brown dribbling off his legs, missing clutch free throws, getting on his Twitch streams and whining like a baby who's built like He-Man, and he's crying. No, Brad, you got to do something tonight. You got to put something together. Get a package. Put it together, Brad. Brad didn't want to give up too much for Giannis, and I can completely understand that. Did I want Giannis? Yeah. But did I want to give away the whole team for Giannis? No. Call me stupid. I don't care. This is making room for Cooper Flagg. Let's stick that story back into the media because nobody knows. Nobody ever knows.
I just love how with Brad, the line was drawn at Baylor Shireman. Like, listen, Jaylen Brown you can have, but don't you dare talk about my guy Baylor Shireman. I mean,
do you think they would trade Cooper Flagg? You brought his name up off air earlier.
Just because I saw somebody like mention that. And Cooper, I mean, no.
They got the new coach there, Dusty May. Maybe he doesn't like Cooper.
Unless that franchise is just addicted to giving away superstars.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that picture of Jalen Brunson and Luka Doncic being drafted the same year, holding up their Mavericks jerseys, like almost seems like AI now.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Like how they're neither one of them are on the Mavericks is just, I mean, malpractice.
People said it was a bad move for the Knicks at the time. They're like, this is your guy? Yeah. Jalen Brunson? Like, what, you're going to win a championship with Jalen Brunson? You know, a lot of people thought that wasn't ever going to happen.
I bet there's a bunch of players who hate Jalen Brunson right now, and that's because he took less money to get more stars around him.
Oh, yeah.
And I guarantee you there's some stars who have contracts coming up, and the owners are sitting down, and their GMs are going, you know?
Well, the Heat, right now, they have to convince Wiggins to take less, and if their free agent, what's his name? Norm Powell.
Yeah.
Like, these guys are not. Do you think they're going to stay there for less?
Yeah, they're going, you want to be just like Jalen Brunson? The guy's like, F Jalen Brunson. You messed it up for all of us. All right, Chad Tracy from the Red Sox. He joins us next. Oh, a bidding war. Get ready for it. It is Rich, certainly. Ken Laird, Christian Arcan, here on 937 WEEI. 617-779-7937. And this drive home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. And this break is brought to you by Cars for Kids, the easiest way to get rid of your old car. Donate today, and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Donate now at carsforkids.com. That's Cars with a K. By the way, I have a show for you guys, Widow's Bay. I know people have talked about it.
I keep hearing about this show.
Heard about this, too.
It's great. It's great. It's there because I saw that there's a lot of people who are behind shows that I really like who made this. Like, I love that show Atlanta when it was on, the one with Childish Gambino. It's one of my favorite shows of the last, like, 5 years. It's the one of the guys who created that, who is not Childish Gambino. He created this along with a writer for Parks and Recreation and someone from The Chair Company, which is another great show. And it's like it's a show that's equally scary as it is funny, and it's about a tourist. It's about an island in Maine that they're trying to turn into this like touristy place. I guess like no one goes there because apparently it's haunted. But this dude comes in who's a lot like the mayor from Jaws, and he's like, "No, everything's fine," and invites everyone. And of course, it's truly haunted. It's a very good show. Very good show.
This is Apple TV.
I think it's on Apple TV.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Oh, I got a show. I Will Find You on Netflix. Harlan Coben. It's like based on one of his books.
Oh, yeah?
And it's Boston-based. It's like a Boston thing.
Ah, very good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
All right.
I don't want to get too much into it because it's a big mystery, but it's a good show.
It's summertime. I can now watch shows. Like, it's like I'm catching up on all the stuff that I didn't get to
House
watch.
House of the Dragon just launched of Sunday. You're going to watch that one?
I heard it's great, but I'm probably going to do just like I did Game of Thrones, and that is watch the first season, and then when the last season comes on and everyone's talking about it, I will watch a YouTube video that summarizes seasons 2 through 6, which is what I did, and then I'll watch the last season. So I'm very well educated on Game of Thrones. I've seen it in like little 20-second snippets. And I've also seen all of Suits because of Reels. I've watched the entire show on Reels before because it just pops up in my... I don't know why they think I like Suits, but apparently I'm a big Suits fan, according to my algorithm. All right. So anybody believe that Jaylen Brown will be gone by tomorrow? Anybody? Anybody?
No. That's I would be depressed if they traded him for draft picks. You can't do that. That's too much of a rebuild. You could trade Jaylen for younger players. 22, 23-year-olds.
You don't want any draft picks?
I mean...
It's a player and a pick.
Dude, they got Tatum. They got to win now.
Yes.
They got to win now.
Kawhi in the fifth. I mean, like, that's, you know, that's a player and a pick.
Stiz,
I will say, Rich, you and I called it.
Yep, we did call it.
We called it. And I stand firm in what we said. I think Jaylen Brown will remain a Celtic, and I think they're going to slingshot it back.
Yep, I couldn't agree with you more. I think that after all this was done, they took a shot with Giannis. They said, if you would just do one for one and we do it that way and a couple of picks, we'll do it. But it's not worth it to get rid of Jaylen Brown unless that's the deal. And that's why they didn't throw in Baylor's. The line was drawn at Baylor Shireman. That's why they didn't make that deal. And I believe that it's going to be easy to smooth things over. Right now, it just feels
easy.
Really intense.
Easy yep. to smooth things
yep.
over.
Yep. He's used to it by now. He's always in trade talks.
And it'll be a problem all season if they try that. It'll be like daily management of his psyche and the Twitch stream.
Yeah.
And-
I think that
you guys are crazy.
Brad Stevens is that good of a GM. He's going to make it work. But they got problems. That's not good enough. You can't win a championship with just the Jays. You got to make
some
moves.
What's your addition?
I mean, you're going to have to trade Derek White for somebody that's a big. And you have to find someone who will take Derek White. Derek White not exactly having the best year last year.
No, but he's still got a market. I don't think that's crazy.
So, I mean, he's 32 years old and had a big down decline season. I don't know. I don't know if you're going to have a big market.
If you have a win now team like San Antonio or something like that, I know they traded him here, but.
Yeah, right.
somebody like that who needs one piece. Minnesota, I don't know. You know, teams.
Here's
that-
a guy I'd look at for Brown, Jamal Murray. Jamal Murray in pieces.
How about Brown?
From Denver.
How about we end up trading Derek White for Castle over there with the Spurs?
There you go. Yeah.
Maybe we can make
that
happen.
How about
Wemby? Maybe Wemby, yeah.
Sure, why not?
Go get him.
Somebody earlier said, I know how you solve this. Just trade for Jokic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Why
didn't I think of that?
All right, everybody. Have yourself a great evening. Red Sox baseball coming up. If you are going to be out at Rufus to Soul, say hello. Everybody, have yourself a great evening. Christian Arcand, thank you very much for sitting with us today.
Anytime, Arcand.
Terp, you're the best. I love you all. We will see you again tomorrow. Bye.